How's your energy today? Our code phrase to check if we're far enough from our cards or any listening device to talk. Kristen smiles.
It's good.
It feels good to say that again, Seth. What doesn't feel good is how we found Nota this morning. It's clearly a fabrication by the authorities.
Kristen! I hiss, my gaze swiveling to a pair of uniformed officers nearby. They look at us, but only briefly.
You can't say things like that. You need to calm down. I don't care.
I slow.
It's your call, but I can't stay with you if you're going to act this way. I'm not willing to be interrogated or thrown in jail for running my mouth.
She glares, tears brimming in her eyes.
Fine.
The word comes out quick and tight.
I just thought we could figure this out as friends.
She picks up her pace and moves ahead. Great. I really upset her. Shoving my hands in my pockets, I wander off the path to the right. I need alone time. Not like she didn't bring it on herself. One moment she acted like she wanted a verbal sparring match, the next she's hurt because I answer her with the same tone and rhetoric she uses. Unless her idea of overcoming is the slow and cautious approach I'm using, the one she calls sitting by and watching, I want nothing to do with it. Core already tracks my every move and records every word. The slightest misstep could cause more incidents like Nota's. The falls are close now. The sight and sound always bring fresh amazement. Water gushes over the rocks with a roar, and its thin mist blows into my face. An amazing contrast from most of the year when there's silence, the water solid and motionless. I wonder what this area looked like before the Ice Age. They say the increased volcanic activity and earthquakes changed the landscape everywhere. Falls 83 might not have even existed back then. The city would have been totally different too, and not a mix of durable concrete structures and the rubble of the pre-Ice Age ones.
Jarius tried really hard, but in the end, God had a different plan, Dad says. I'm sure it was hard for him to see at the time. But what looked like complete loss and disaster was actually the path to God being glorified. I'm going to be as determined as Jarius to get God's help. In our case, it's the IDs, and I won't stop till I have them. I'm going to fight as hard or harder to save those I love.
That's what we need to remember with everything that's come up, Aliana says. Whether it's Nota's death or his sister's or my normalcy training, we know that God is still in control.
She dabs her eyes with her sweatshirt sleeve. Dad squeezes her.
Your faith is strong, dear. It reminds me of your mom's.
She smiles.
Thanks for looking out for me. I've been thinking more about the normalcy training. I have some ideas. Seth, if you could tell me more of what you saw, perhaps I can game the system.
Her idea catches me by surprise.
You mean answer the questions in such a way that it
tricks the system? Yes.
I like that idea. I'll do my best to work with you. The lights shut off. Darkness engulfs me. I bolt for the door, at least where I think it is. Instead, I bump into Kristen. Maintaining my footing, I stumble around her.
Why isn't she trying to exit?
Kristen, come on!
Riker hisses. Two gunshots sound behind us. We push through the opening. I welcome the chilling wind. We're instantly on our feet, running back down the street.
This way!
Kristen turns behind the building, following an alleyway. Soon, I've lost my sense of direction. I don't see or hear anyone following, but we keep running. I manage to pull on my hat, scarf, and gloves. My arms and hands aren't steady enough to button my coat. The air blows in and cools me. Kristen slows at the corner.
Let's listen.
Riker stops inches from her.
What was that all about?
Panting, Kristen shakes her head and puts a finger to her lips.
That was risky.
Riker puts his hands on his sides.
You nearly got us killed. And for what?
I put a hand on his shoulder, breathing hard.
Calm down. It wasn't her fault.
I'm not sure what he's so upset about.